Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
on a Monday, welcome all.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Glad to have you aboard on What's on Your Mind Monday edition. Hi there, how are you? Hope the weekend was good. Kevin Flynn is here, heading for U.S. Bank Stadium later today. Watch Monday Night Football. Cheer on the Vikes against the 49ers. Way to go, Kev.
Kind of excited, got to tell you. Yeah, we'll see. Going to into the belly of the beast, into downtown Minneapolis on a weeknight. We'll see how it goes.
The Vikes are going to have to play lights out.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike the previous games so far this season, but that's why they play the game. Who knows who can win? Hey, big news in the oil and gas world. Chevron announced this morning they're buying Hess for $53 billion. Second buyout among major producers this month as oil prices are starting to surge thanks to the unrest in the Middle East. And amazingly enough, there was a bigger acquisition earlier by a few billion when ExxonMobil said it would acquire Pioneer Natural Resources for about $60 billion. So now it has said $53 billion. And this is interesting because Chevron, one of the major players, and they said today that the acquisition of Hess has a major oil field as well as shale properties in the Bakken Formation in North Dakota. They also got one in South America. So Chevron is buying Hess partly because of the future of North Dakota oil and gas. So that's a great thing. Good news. So anyway, that's just breaking on all the business wires this morning, and it is significant given the history, really, and the place that Hess plays in the oil and gas world in the North Dakota. Been here a long, long time. But when these big oil and gas worldwide conglomerates start coming in, you realize that, consolidation, sometimes you wonder if it can be the same. On the other hand, it's a major signal that it's a good bet, it's a good investment. So it bodes well for schools and bridges and water projects in North Dakota because this play is getting bigger and bigger with bigger and bigger players noticing. So kind of big news there. We're up to nine candidates for Speaker of the House. I think with the blessing of this audience, and you can tell me, 701-271-1100, whether you agree or not, I think we don't even really need to pay any attention until we have a Speaker of the House. You know? What do you think, Kev? Just opt out here a little bit of the...
I've been saying, it's like watching competitive tic-tac-toe. Let me know when you get a winner, if you ever get a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beyond ridiculous. I equated this morning. We were talking about it. I said, imagine that you've got, you know, you and me and a couple other people. We're on a small town, you know, annual festival committee, and I want John to be the grand marshal of the parade, and you want Phil, and the other person wants Chuck. Well, no matter what, we're not giving in. Each one of us believes that person has earned that grand marshal ride down Main Street. And, well, if we ultimately can't decide, we're going with this or I'm not voting, well, then we got to put the name in a hat, don't we? All the names in a hat and just draw? I don't know why it's so hard, but it is. And here we are.
And, yeah, Unbelievable. So forget it. I'll let you know when they have a Speaker of the House.
And okay, we'll, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Byron Donalds is in there. I like Byron Donalds.
I like him, too.
Yeah.
I like Jim Jordan.
Well, he's gone. He's done. Tom Emmer, is another one, neighboring Minnesota member of Congress. Kind of an anti-Trumper, though. So I'm not sure he'll fare real well with the Trump wing of the House Republicans.
Let me ask you this. I mean, maybe it's a Kelly question, Armstrong. When they're in conference, when they go into the private room all together, how hard is it to go, all right, who can get the votes we need in this room? Who can we agree that can get all the votes in this room?
Not been able to solve that riddle so far.
How hard is that?
I don't know how many meetings they've had.
200 and some people. How hard is that to just figure it out? It's mind-boggling. Well, it's D.C.
From this moment forward, we will bring you only, significant pieces of news. This whole nine-candidate whittle down, how in the world are they going to do that? Welcome to the Round Robin Speaker of the House Week Stakes.
It's like it's a tournament bracket that never ends.
Yeah. So, and they got to know that this just looks terrible. Just looks terrible. It really does. And by the way, Joe Biden is served up on a silver platter right now of mismanagement, corruption. Show me the money. Remember when he said that? Show me the money.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the money now. Let's go, for crying out loud. Let's get at it. Oh, what else are we going to talk about today? George Floyd. Everything you knew about that story from the mainstream media has now been turned on its head. Remember, Derek Chauvin, a police officer from Minneapolis, is in jail for the murder of George Floyd. And we celebrate George Floyd's birthday now. I mean, George Floyd he's this iconic figure of representing all that is bad about law enforcement and all that is good about lawbreakers. But we just found out that the autopsy says the guy died not of asphyxiation. In other words, Derek Chauvin didn't kill him. My big question is, why are we just finding this out now? What in the world, kind of judiciary justice system, you can't even trust that to be accurate now in evidence? So Liz Collin is a multi-Emmy award-winning reporter and anchor with an organization called Alpha News. They broke this whole story. Tucker Carlson picked it up from them. And we're going to get Liz on the show here today to give us the latest on what's happening. So looking forward to that. Where is the support for these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian groups you see all over the U.S., college campuses and major cities? Where is it coming from? Who's fueling this?
The Muslim community and those that are sympathetic to the peaceful Muslim community.
Yeah, and who are those that are sympathetic?
Those people that want to defend and somehow sell you that. And the truth is that, the vast majority of Muslim Americans get up and go to work and do their thing every day, and that's fine. But, they never denounce this stuff. They stand with it. And to say that Hamas and Gaza aren't one, and that the Palestinian people of that state aren't complicit, I mean, that's their government. Oh, they were forced to vote for them. Then find a way out. I mean, but there's a reason that Egypt and Jordan and, nobody wants those people, because it's just that whole state is terroristic. And so, but to say free Palestine, clearly these people don't know their history. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know who they're cheering on. It's just scary all the way around, really.
I'll give you a little hint that some of the same early supporters of Black Lives Matter are behind the funding of this. And, of course, that goes back again to George Floyd and Black Lives Matter and these riots we had across the country. And I think, again, when we have U.S. bad actors that are funding this, we need to sound the alarm, because that's Marxism. You want riots. You want division. You're fueling that. Why? What's behind that? We're going to peel back that onion a little bit today on the program as well. I'm going to tell you about what's happening at the Ag Expo in McKenzie County, Watford City, that on the docket today. And also, there is a state legislative session, special session of the North Dakota State Legislature that is starting today. And we are going to have Governor Doug Burgum's State of the State address during the show today. So we'll dip into that and find out what he is asking of the special session. Special session was called to address the North Dakota Supreme Court ruling that singled out a funding bill, calling it unconstitutional. So they have to fix that. But whenever the legislators get together, there's always the possibility they're going to do other things as well. So anyway, we'll tell you about that. Also want to give you an update on the New York City trip. We're getting closer to that and closer to our deadline for you to sign up. So if you're interested in joining us on the trip to New York City, I would suggest you go to am1100theflag.com, check all that out, and make a decision on whether or not you want to join us in New York City for a great tour. It includes a couple of things that are pretty exclusive. Gutfeld, live studio audience, and Fox & Friends, in addition to all the best New York City has to offer during the holidays. That and more when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton Counties, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolett County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Headerger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more. It's 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, waiting for you. Castleton, that brand new location of PetroServe USA, gotta check that out. Great stop for lunch or dinner. Lasagna today is the one special. Taco Mac, 45th Street location of PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Your choice of beef tips or chicken tenders. 12th Avenue, 929, chicken pot pie today. Stuffed cabbage in Yulin. Glendon has chicken Alfredo. Harwood has chicken fettuccine. Chicken tenders or mac and cheese. MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. And then Valley City has meatloaf with scalloped potatoes and ham today. That's some home cooking for you. And the best part is you're in a hurry, but you want some home cooking rather than the same old, nice and easy. Packaged all to go for you. Get a good meal. Trust me on this one thing. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. So we wait for Governor Burgum to take to the rostrum and address the joint session of the North Dakota legislature to get things going for the special session. Take some time for your calls, questions, and comments. Crystal and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about one thing, but now I'm going to switch over to helping Doug understand. He is absolutely right about the piracy of intellectual property in China. There were 60 Minutes on Sunday, and there was the head of our own FBI, MI6. They're called the Five Eyes in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and the US. And they were talking about how the international world pretty much has to have respect for each other and not have espionage and spy. And they pointed directly at China and looking at the infiltration of supposedly getting land in the US or Mexico, South America, any place like that, under, looking at regular land usage, but it's sometimes near a military facility where they can steal intellectual property, find out what's going on military-wise. It was a fascinating segment, and right on, because Doug Burgum has talked about how when he was going through plain software, he was traveling around the world, promoting his product, selling his product for, the worthy amount that it was. And then he'd go to China, boom, there it is, $4. That's the stealing of intellectual property. It's piracy, just like you said. But where does a person go? Where in the international world of crimes can anybody go for retaliation and retribution and compensation for your losses of tens of thousands, probably tens of millions of dollars? What do you think about that?
What you just described sounds more like war to me. It's just cyber warfare, but it's China attacking U.S. and U.S. companies. So, I think it takes leadership to say, okay, do it Trump style. Call them out and say, we'll stop or else. It's the only thing they're going to understand.
Yes, sir. And it's worldwide. It's not only U.S., it's in Canada. It's in all of our organized civilization has got to learn, and they've been doing it for a long time, how to live with each other, trade together, mutual respect and trust. And when you've got a diabolical enemy, pretty much that's what China's doing right now, and working together with Russia and Iran. It's sabotage of the world order. I guess that's the best way to describe it. They can't stand it that others are flourishing while they're suffering.
So glad you watched 60 Minutes so we didn't have to and gave us a good report, Crystal. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You bet. 24 past the hour. She saved us from 60 Minutes. I love it. Here's a texter that sends along a story from Hot Air. And says that time when George Soros said we must open the door to Hamas. In a 2007 op-ed, leftist billionaire George Soros outrageously called on America and Israel to open the doors to Hamas. And now that clarion call has come back to haunt him. Following Hamas terrorist attacks that resulted in at least 1,200 people in Israel being killed with another 2,700 wounded, Media Research Center called Soros to provide an explanation for funding the pro-Hamas group, which celebrated the terrorist invasion. However, it turns out Soros has an even longer history of supporting Hamas. Are we surprised? No. So there's one listener that's starting to read the read between the lines on who's responsible for these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protests that are happening in the U.S. More on that with a guest coming up a little later on the program. Adam sends a note, says, hey, every Republican representative who didn't vote for Jim Jordan as Speaker should be primaried and voted out of office. The so-called moderates are worse than useless.
Well, there's the win. I mean, there's the plan. Get more Jim Jordans into Congress.
No, but it's like a third grade.
Yeah, I know.
Third grade playground spat here because the people that that didn't vote for Jim Jordan were mad because Steve Scalise or Kevin McCarthy didn't have the votes. It's like pick a speaker already and tell us who it is. Until then, I don't want to hear about your squabbling. Go away. Done with it. Crazy. Texter says, Kevin, it's so hard because it involves money, greed, power, and backdoor deals that enrich a certain portion of our government. Just my humble opinion. Answering your question, why is it so hard to pick a speaker? I would say power, pride. You're right.
Process.
Backdoor deals. We can't pick him because he'll do this and won't like that. And, you know, so you're exactly right. That is fair point. Just remember, says another listener, Matt Gaetz caused this. I think that's fair. Do you see what Gaetz in the 8 did last week? They said, censor us, kick us out of the caucus, you know, like, do whatever you think you need to do for retribution. Let's just get a speaker already. So now they're even saying no mas. But I thought, well, that's interesting that you're now offering that. You've really caused this. Matt Gaetz did cause it. Matt Gaetz was the ringleader. And when you put forward a plan, especially on the big stage like the House of Representatives, the House, the Speaker, in my mind, you ought to have a plan B. What's going to happen behind that? And they obviously didn't have a plan B. So it was chaos is the plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's just sad that the process is what it is now. I mean, there should be, if you can't come up with someone in, I don't know, let's say 5 votes, then you have to come up with a name out of the hat. Or, I mean, something that doesn't suggest that this thing goes on like an endless game of tic-tac-toe. Where's the end here?
Another texter says, can you tell me in the group who put their names forward for House Speaker now, do they have the same conservative values as Jim Jordan? I'd say Byron Donalds. Probably the closest ideological match to Jim Jordan that's in the sweepstakes right now. And he's been a good leader through this, even back to when McCarthy was elected. So I'm kind of balancing both sides of this. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after the break.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. On Friday, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting for Speaker of the House, was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. So who's next as democracy plays out in Washington? Representative Kevin McCarthy is backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel. McCarthy was on NBC's Meet the Press and said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together and deliver what the country needs. Most on the Hill believe a fresh vote will be tomorrow. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says Sidney Powell was never his attorney following her plea deal in the alleged Georgia election interference. On Truth Social, Trump said that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell was never his attorney and never was. Powell pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts in the 2020 Georgia election. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About Cereset, CE Reset. It means cerebral reset. That's what the company stands for. And what Cereset is their wellness company. And they help their clients relax their brains so you can manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. You relax, you rebalance, you reset. I've talked to people who have had years and years and years of issues, whether it be with sleep, kids with attention, focusing problems, behavior problems, sadness, grief, all kinds of things, and had relief from Cereset. Talk to the people that have been there, done that. Find out more at Cereset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com, or call them at 566-5231. 27 before the top of the hour, Governor Burgum has taken to the podium and the State of the State address for the special session. The North Dakota legislature is underway. Let's listen to this.
May they rest in peace.
All right, the governor doing a little moment of silence for the members that have been lost since the last session.
Thank you. We also continue to hold in our hearts all the victims of the terrorist attacks in Israel and pray for those that are still in harm's way or those that are being held hostage. 2 weeks ago today, I was on the phone with Father Phil Ackerman as he led a group of 84 North Dakotans on a Holy Land tour of Israel. On that call, we were discussing how we could assist in getting his group home safely. He explained his group was very eager to get home, but in good spirits, and we all give gratitude for their safe return. Our support and longtime friend and ally Israel, our support for them is unwavering. And today I have issued a proclamation declaring a week of prayer for Israel. While doing so, we pray for all innocent citizens impacted by the terrorist attacks, including Americans, Israeli citizens, and all others. We will continue to stand firmly beside our allies and resolutely oppose the evil forces that are bent on committing atrocities against them and against Americans. Almost 10 months ago on January 3rd, as this assembly convened in regular session, you heard from me that the state of the state was one of strength and infinite opportunity, blessed with our abundant natural resources, inherent freedoms, and industrious, caring people. Those words remain just as true now as they were then, and our list of best state achievements continues to grow. We're the fourth youngest state and the fourth best state to raise a family, and that matters. Coming off of 7 decades of shrinking population, now we're a place where young people want to stay and grow. Because of your support, we're the second in the nation in infrastructure, and that matters when we're competing for capital investment from the private sector. We have the second happiest workforce, which is really something, and we're the number one state for business friendliness. Again, a credit to you and the work of this body for all the red tape you've been cutting, passing 51 red tape reduction bills last year. We're number one in labor force participation. This is a challenge all over the country, but North Dakota is the hardest working state in the nation, and that matters. North Dakota companies are hiring. Total employment is growing, up more than 3% from a year ago. And our unemployment rate, 1.9%, second lowest in the United States. Give yourselves a hand for the incredible work that we're all doing there. And when North Dakota's economy is strong, our state tax revenues follow. On June 30th, we closed out the 2021-2023 biennium with a record general fund ending balance of nearly $1.5 billion. That's billion with a B, and that's record since the beginning of statehood. This is $288 million over the legislative forecast estimate from April due to strong revenue collections and more general fund turnback from agencies than expected. And that's just the ending balance. Let's look at the reserves. Our rainy day budget stabilization fund, also at a record high, $944 million. Foundation aid stabilization fund, which is a special K-12 rainy day fund, stands at $428 million. Common schools trust fund now sits around $6 billion. Strategic investments and improvement fund ended the biennium. We had $1.5 billion in the general fund ending balance. We had $1.5 billion in SIF, of which over $370 million is unobligated. Legacy fund is valued at just below $10 billion, continues to grow rapidly each month. And as we project that we will end the current budget cycle in June 2025 with an unobligated general fund balance of $417 million, between that and the unobligated portion of SIF, there is plenty of cushion for the current budget. On top of that, after just 3 months, July, August, September, we're running $52 million, or 6.1% ahead of forecast for this biennium. When our state collects more than it needs to operate and more than it needs to fill or overfill our reserves, our first option should always be to return the excess money to taxpayers.
I'd like a few more hands clapping there. I don't know about you.
And we should ensure that any tax dollars that are being utilized or have a high return on investment for our taxpayers. But here we are. By a twist of fate, we now have a special session, and we have an opportunity to accelerate our economic success by capitalizing on this opportunity to provide tax relief and invest in our citizens and state's future. During your regular session last April, we worked together to pass and sign the largest income tax relief and property tax relief package in state history, providing a combined $515 million in savings for taxpayers. We zeroed out the bottom income tax brackets and combined the top four into two, 1.95% for middle income and 2.5% for the top bracket. And we provided property tax relief by expanding the homestead tax credit and providing a primary resident tax credit. This week, given our financial windfall and that $288 million that came in between when you adjourned and when the fiscal year ended, we have an opportunity to provide additional income tax relief for hardworking North Dakotans. North Dakotans, like all Americans, they're suffering under the insidious effects of inflation. It's erasing their costs and like a thief coming in the night and stealing your savings. Your bank account may say the same number, but your savings are worth about 30% less than they were just 2.5 years ago. We can save income taxpayers $91 million by raising the eligibility threshold for the bottom or zero bracket, that zero tax bracket, so that more North Dakotans will not have to pay any income tax. For single filers, the zero tax bracket's eligibility would increase from about $45,000 to $60,000. For married filing jointly, the cutoff would increase from $75,000 to $100,000. This will move about 50,000 more people who work and have income tax, 50,000 more workers into the zero tax bracket. They will no longer have to pay state income tax. 50,000 more filers, 50,000 more workers is more than the entire population of Minot and nearly the population of Grand Forks. What's great about this approach is it not only moves more earners into that zero tax bracket, it also helps the middle income filers who will have a greater share of their income not taxed by the state. And based on current average wages, those who will benefit from this include all the positions that we're challenging to fill in our state right now. Nurses, school teachers, construction workers, roofers, CDL truck drivers, the list goes on and on. And again, anyone already in that bottom zero tax bracket that had their state income tax zeroed out, they will continue to pay just that, zero. This $91 million in income tax relief will allow North Dakota workers to keep more of their hard-earned money in their pockets so they can invest it in their families, their communities, and themselves. This is a simple thing to do, and it's the right thing to do. This also will help us address our number one barrier to economic growth, which is our workforce shortage. Moving us closer to a zero-income tax state like the seven other states that we compete with will help North Dakota compete, and it will help us compete with other states, not just for the talent, but for the capital, because today capital flows to where the workers are. And I've stated before, the zero-income tax states include states like Wyoming and Texas, other energy-producing states, Alaska, and South Dakota, our neighbor. These are people that we directly compete with for talent and capability. It will help all of our employers recruit and retain workers, and most importantly, it will benefit those individuals who are actually working. This benefit goes back to the people that are actually getting paychecks and paying taxes. They're contributing to our state's economic success, and this is the way we can support them. After funding the $91 million in tax relief package, this legislature would still find itself with nearly $200 million in extra cash laying around in low-interest-bearing accounts. We propose investing 70 of that extra $200 million back into North Dakota future to enhance our infrastructure and workforce attraction. If you're going to justify additional investments during a special session, and I know some of you are concerned about that, the bar should be set high. Investment should meet three strong criteria. They must build on an existing program that's already been vetted by all of you. They must meet a need that's in high demand and clearly oversubscribed with private sector interest, and they should have a statewide impact. But with these criteria as guardrails, we propose investing an additional $50 million of our excess revenue in the North Dakota Department of Transportation's Flexible Transportation Fund that you created last session. By making this investment, we can complete more road and bridge projects across the state that leverage federal funding and corridor improvements on county, city, and township roadways. And we can help advance very large private sector capital investments for value-added ag and value-added energy. All of this just makes common sense. Upgrading our roads will not only enhance the driving experience and safety for travelers across our state and support our farmers, our ranchers, our energy producers, manufacturers, and other industries that haul equipment and goods up and down North Dakota roads every day. Secondly, we propose investing an additional $20 million into the Destination Development Grant Program, to which you allocated $25 million last session. When this matching grant program was opened up for applications in July, the demand exceeded all expectations. We received 81 applications from every corner of the state seeking more than $151 million in funding.
Governor Doug Burgum addressing the state legislature today. Two points out of that so far. One, he wants to expand the income tax cut that they did last time so more people would be eligible for a zero tax bracket. Do you have any of those in Minnesota, Kevin? Zero tax brackets? Yeah. he wants to expand that, and he wants to invest some of the dollars that are sitting in rainy day funds into programs that already exist. Two big things we've heard so far from Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Puckwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Puckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, Governor Burgum has wrapped up his address to the state legislature. And you heard the meat he's trying to put on the bones, rather, the proposal from him on the, you really heard the gist of it there, that they're there to fix the OMB budget so it's constitutional, because the Supreme Court said it wasn't constitutional. So that's why the special session had to happen. But the governor's saying, hey, we're here. You got more money than you thought we had. I mean, I could weep openly when they go through the rainy day funds. A billion here, half a billion there. It's unbelievable. That's in addition to the surplus of $1.5 billion. So there's plenty of dollars to do that. Invest in, do some other things. And the governor is saying the best thing we ought to invest in is tax relief for the citizens. And secondly, do some what he calls strategic investments with some of those dollars that are basically just sitting in an account. What do you do with them? So that's what he's suggesting. There will be pushback on that from the governor from people that want to say, hey, the special session is to fix the constitutionality of the OMB budget. That's it. Let's be done. He threw a couple other things in there after we took a break. One is a proposal that was in the last legislative session that didn't get across the finish line was eliminating income tax for military members. That seems like a no-brainer. And then the other thing he brought up was allowing, specifically mentioned UND and Bismarck State College, to do campus improvements without state money. So I suppose that means if the donor says, I'll build this building,
right,
allow them to go ahead and do it. So anyway, that was the gist of what we heard there. And now we'll watch what happens over the next couple of days. I told you I would give you an update on the 8th annual listener trip to New York City, departing Tuesday, November 28th, returning on Saturday, December 2nd. And what we do there between Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the return home Saturday is a whole lot of the best that New York City has to offer. Everything from a harbor cruise, so you get to see kind of all your... It's really neat. Harbor cruise is neat because you see the Statue of Liberty at night. You go right out by it. Very cool. Plus just the whole Manhattan Island and really get a sense of the awesome wonder that New York City is. St. Patrick's Cathedral tour. We go to two places where you can see New York City from high up. One is Top of the Rock, 70th floor of the Rockefeller Center. That's really cool. And then another one, we actually go to the new World Trade Center building. They call it One World Trade Center, and you're, I forget how many stories up, 100 and some stories up. But again, another completely awesome view. Central Park, there is Times Square, there's a Broadway show, the Hamilton, the guided tour of the 9/11 Museum, a dinner at Trump Tower, Rockettes, Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. If you can't get goosebumps from that, you're beyond help, because it is a great show. It includes a live nativity scene with the Rockettes and just a historic production they do every year that has got a few new little twists and really great. And the little special surprise we're doing this time, we always do a little surprise, and we've done it with Fox and Friends for a number of years. We're going to do that again because that's so fun to be there as part of Fox and Friends in the morning, but also going to come back later in the day for a taping of Gutfeld. So we'll be in the live studio audience of Gutfeld. Jimmy Failla, if you hear right here on the flag, will be a part of that, and he'll join us as well. So look forward to that coming up. On November 28th, we leave, returning on Saturday, December 2nd. The package is started just $33.59 per person for all of that, and there's like four breakfasts, three dinners, you know, the shows, your hotel accommodations, nice Marriott in Queens, quiet little corner of Queens, and then motor coach transportation everywhere we go as a group, so it's a lot of fun. We've got a few repeat folks that are coming that have been on previous trips along, but we still have some seats available. $33.59 per person. Go to am1100theflag.com for details. am1100theflag.com. You'll find a link to all the details. You can also call them at Group Travel Planners if you want to just cut to the chase and say, I want to book this and I want to do it now. I'll give you the number for that.
Brother, Jason, if I could, you had me at Gutfeld. I was almost like, when that was added on, I was like, okay. And my wife looked at me, don't even think about it. I said, okay.
952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228. All right? You got the details on that. One other thing I want to tell you about that's happening tonight, we've been talking about for a while, healthy tech and digital addiction and how that's impacting students, families. It's everywhere. Tonight, there is a TechWise community training event that the Valley Christian Counseling Center and DMF are putting on, the Maddow Foundation as well. This is for parents. This is for teachers. This is for caregivers. Anybody concerned in the community, 5:30 to 7 p.m. tonight at DMF. You'll learn about digital addiction and how it's impacting our health and our well-being. You're going to hear from experts that will focus on current technology use trends, the effects of screen use on the brain, strategies to help children, teens, and adults manage their screen use in a healthy way. I'm really looking forward to this. I'll be there tonight. It costs you nothing. It is free to attend. Space is limited. They'd like you to register just so they know how many people are coming, and it could be prepared for that, but it costs you nothing. Go to dacmed.org, dacmed.org, and right, it'll pop up right there. You can register right there. It's tonight, 5:30 to 7 at the Dakota Medical Foundation, 4141 28th Avenue South. I'll be there. I hope you will be, too. I look forward to it. It's an important conversation.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price, $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.